2486 mobile.
He owns a repair shop, a buddy of mine. He had a problem child in there, so I stayed to help him figure out what was going on with it. Now I'm heading home.
Good. You can come over to the house and help me fix my motorcycle.
You got it figured out.
What's wrong? I'm just trying to find a shortcut. I'm having to pull the back end off where you access the clutch, and I think I can. I forgot to get a book. I'll be right back. I'm gonna run in the house, and I meant to take this book with me to show him a picture, and forgot to take it. HKX KB4CBA.
Great kick. I'm here, Dave.
I can't believe I rushed out the door and forgot that stupid book, but I did. anyway, it's got it's a climber book for this motorcycle and specific to the motorcycle, and it's really detailed. There's two rods that go into the clutch that push the, I don't know what they call it, but it'd be the equivalent to a pressure plate on a car. And I think, and they're two pieces, separate pieces, and I think the one that went into the slave cylinder, I think I pulled it out just a little bit, and it's not in the slot with the other one like it's supposed to be. And so when I hit my slave cylinder, when I hit my clutch lever, it feels like I'm putting on the brakes. You know, I mean, it's just as hard as it can be. You can't even pull it in. So it's been quite frustrating.
Sometimes it's the simplest of things that's just the most complicated to get done.
I can figure out, because I have tested I rebuilt the slave cylinder, and I honed it out. I cleaned up the little, I would call it a piston, and put a new seal on it. Well, it has actually two seals, but the big one that keeps all the brake fluid from getting past it. And I even tested it on the bike. After I bled it, and two, I can work the clutch lever twice, and it pushes. By the second time, it pushes the caliper out, completely out of the slave cylinder. So I know the slave cylinder is working. So, gotta go from there.
Figure it out. It's just a little frustrating, but you'll get it done.
I haven't totally made up my mind if I'm going to Shelby tomorrow or not. I'd really like to. Even if I don't buy anything, I just like going and, you know, looking at stuff. Usually you run into some folks you know, and that kind of thing.
I hadn't made up my mind completely yet. I want to go, but it's just going to be me by myself, and that's an hour and a half drive, at least, for me from the house.
Yeah, it's not too bad of a drive, but anyway, have you heard anything from the guy that said he was going up there to check it out to see if it was worth going to?
I have not. I hadn't had my radio on since the last time I talked to you. I've been inside a shop in the middle of a dead spot where I don't get surf or signal.
88K4OIM.
For OIM, KB4CBA, let's see, Walt, and we got Patrick in here too. How you doing?
Doing pretty good. I went to the doctor this morning, and I go see a specialist. They're talking about the Shelby Ham Fest. Dave, I ain't missed that Ham Fest since 1978, but one time, and that was last year when they didn't have it, and I ain't got that much money to spend more, but I'm going, and I told my daughter, I said, I don't know whether to go or not. She said, Daddy, go. You'll get to meet some of the people you talk to on the radio, but how am I going to know who's who? I know what Patrick looks like, and Chad, that's about the only two, and Dave, I mean, not Dave, but Larry, but I hope to see you up there. I'm going to try to get there early tomorrow morning. Number 9 and hit 64 straight on up to Shelby, and from here it's probably an hour's drive, but if nothing else, I'd just like to go up there and get some good barbecue. You know, they got the vendors up there selling barbecue, and there's a lot of people that's got there early. I'm talking about Monday or Tuesday this week that's got their Winnebagos and all parked out there, and they always cooking out, and usually you stop by, they selling radio equipment, but you stop and look at something. Well, come on over here and get a chicken wing, or come over here and get some ribs, and you get to eat free, Dave.
Free. Oh, me. Well, I have arrived, and I want to go inside here. I think they're probably getting ready to close in a little bit, so I want to, this is a motorcycle place here. I want to pick their brain just a minute. But I'll be back in a few minutes, and Patrick, go ahead and pick it up. We'll talk to you later, Walt.
Dave, I hope you can find out what you need from them. And, Walt, say you're going to head up tomorrow morning.
Into a ham fest, Patrick.
I went to the one in Spartanburg last year. That was it. That was before I had my license or anybody knew who I was.
You ain't never seen nothing like Shelby. Because once you get there, it'll take all day just to walk. Well, almost all day just to walk around it one time. And when you come in the gate, they'll have on the left-hand side going down that road, it'll be nothing but restaurants serving food. And on the right-hand side, They got all the vendors like MFJ and all in there. I try to stay away from that part of it. And then out in front of where you go into where the vendors are, there'll be people like the wireman and all on the outside selling. And then once you pass all of that, it's straight way on down. It's nothing but people on the left and right-hand side settling out of their Winnebagos or whatever. They call it the boneyard. And when you get down to the end of that, you go up to where the cattle stables are, where they have the fair. Let me let the feeder drop. There, and it is nothing but radio equipment. It ain't all radio equipment. They have computer parts and all of that, and usually they people come down out of the mountains with crafts. They sell quilts, handmade quilts, and those whirly jigs with, you know, like the windmills to go outside. They got plants. They got something for everybody up there. It is really, really fun to go to, Patrick.
I'm trying to make plans to go, but I don't know. It's a long ride for me by myself.
Every year by myself till I had that stroke and broke my neck. And thank God my daughter, she don't mind taking me, because she gets up there, she said, "Daddy, this time I hope they got some of those solar-powered hummingbirds." Solar-powered hummingbirds you set up outside like in the flower pot, and at night they come on and change all kind of different colors, but I can't keep her away from the barbecue and the hot dogs.
That's supposed to be about is the food, ain't it? And the atmosphere.
There are thousands of people up there. I mean, it's something else. And I'd call, because they put me off on this doggone walker, I call up there about renting a golf cart. But man, they get $70 a day for a golf cart. And the only reason I'm going, really, I'm looking for an old Heathkit HW60 AMCW transmitter, because I've got the match to it, the receiver set here in the shack, and I just want to get me an old audio station going back, but I want to get an old telegraph sounder. You can usually pick one up there for $15 to $20. I just want to get me one to polish the brass up, clean it up, and have it sitting here with some old telegraph keys.
I was wondering if they were going to be able to have anything in the manufacturer section because of all the shortages everywhere. I didn't know if they'd even have anything to bring with them.
I can't figure out why somebody ain't jumped on this antenna tuner I got that I put on the swap net the other night. It's MFJ 962D. That's one of the newest antenna tuners. It's a rotor inductor that handle up 15 watts. And I offered to sell it the other night. I'm swapping it for $200. And this thing is $369 from MFJ, and it's on back order, and this thing's like brand new. I offered to sell that Cushcraft tri-band beam and a CDE rotator that... The rotator alone's worth, it's brand new rebuilt. I mean, I've not put it up since it was rebuilt. I offered to sell the antenna and the the rotator $500 and the rotator's worth that, but nobody's called. They must have been saving their money to go to the ham fest.
That's what they're saving it for, to see what kind of deal they can find there. You never know. This close to something like that, that's probably what everybody's doing.
An old CW transmitter and old telegraph sounder. And I would like to find a 2-meter beam up there, because after I close the net out and have the round table, I've had several people interested in working 2-meter single sideband and 2-meter CW. And I know I can get a good beam, a new one, off of the internet for $100 from DX Engineering. And I'd like to find one up there. I ain't got that much money this month to spend. I'm living off Social Security, and I got all these doggone doctor bills now and all. But I'm more or less going up there just to meet who I talk to on the radio.
Part of it, too, just getting to see, put faces with call signs for a change. Their voices, you probably recognize them by their voice before you recognize them for who they are. So, I would think I was one of the ones asking you about that 2-meter single sideband. That's something I've been looking into.
Several people. I know Steve KN4VWA. He's talked about it. He's interested in it. And, my phone's ringing and it says Scam Blackman. I swear, when I go to the doctor, they ask you, you gotta sign this paper saying, do you want anybody to know anything about your medical history and all? And I check no, but once I get home, I start getting all these phone calls from all these companies trying to sell me medical insurance.
I hate the places that are selling your information. I wish they would be fined for that. But hey, how's your, you said you got to go for your eye surgery, what, October?
Yeah, October the 3rd, K4OIM for ID. Yeah, I got to go October 3rd and get the left eye done, and then go back November the 14th to get the right eye done.
For HKX. That's what I thought you had said, but I couldn't remember when it was.
I got that done, because talking to Tom and all of them that's had it done, they said I'll be able to see better. But I love restoring these old Bose-anchor radios. And after I had that stroke, fell and broke my neck, my left hand, I can't open it up. My little finger and the one next to it won't open up all the way. And it's got now to where that left hand shakes, and it is kind of hard soldering stuff in. But I've got 3 receivers sitting here that I've ordered a recap kit from Hayseed, and I usually get them within 7 to 10 days. And some of the old Holocraft are sitting here. I've been waiting on parts for it for 3 months, and they just can't get them.
You think you look to buy anymore? That's the way it is. I know for me, getting tools in the sale has been a challenge lately. I got quite a bit on back order.
KN4OIM. They were the best about the United States and China going to war. What are we going to do if we go to war with China? Order our bombs and bullets and everything from China, because that's where it's all made at now.
We're going to do, but I hope I never find out.
told her she's a prepper. I hate to say it, well, most people think she's nuts. She's buying food and canning food and putting it back. Daddy, we need to dig a hole out here in the backyard and build a bunker because things are going to get rough. If it gets that bad, I don't want to be around for it. But she thinks it might happen any day, especially this present we got now.
Can't say that I blame her when she starts thinking about the president, but I'm like you. I just don't know if I want to be around for it.
I was in service. They showed us films about what nuclear war is about. And if you don't get vaporized instantly, you're cooked anyway. And if, say, China or whoever did hit the Oconee nuclear power plant, we are cooked instantly. And it's like a chain reaction going up the coast. Every nuclear power plant will be affected by that one bomb that set off the other plant, and that's like a bomb going off after bomb going off. Ooh, I don't want to be around to see it.
You there, I don't want no part of that. So, Walt, I'm going to have to jump off here. I've just now gotten to the house, so I'm going to say 7-3 for a little bit so I can get inside and get moving around there. Enjoyed the conversation. Hope we get to talk to you again later tonight or tomorrow. And hope maybe I'll see you at the Ham Fest tomorrow. KO4HDX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
KO4HDX. Yeah, I've enjoyed it too, Patrick. Always enjoy talking to you. I'll let you go. So, Sam, please, hope to see you tomorrow.
4FLL.
K4OIM,
K4FL. Hey, just want to see how I'm getting in the repeater here. Used to live up here. I'm up here visiting and just got a temporary rig set up at the RV park here. Want to see if I'm getting in okay. Over.
Getting in. You fool, quiet and no white noise or nothing. You can't be on HD.
Nah, negative, negative. I got a little mobile here set up in the RV here.
Page.
Right here, we're at the GSP campground over here by BMW. But my home QTH now is Key Largo, Florida. Used to live up here in Greer, though.
Hey, Chris, KI4DOS.
How are
you? Tell Mom and Dad we said hello. Good to hear you up on the air again up here. Hope you enjoy your visit.
Yeah. We're up here till Monday. So I'm gonna try to hit up the net. What's the net time? 9 p.m.
Yeah, Roger.
Try that later then. Let me finish getting everything set up here. I just wanted to see if I was getting in there. And that other station also, appreciate the comeback there. And hopefully we'll touch base with everybody later this evening on the net. This be K4FL. I'll be standing by.
Hey Chris, W4DJW. I thought you were a long way from home. Catch you on the net tonight.
Roger that. Good to hear you too, Dave. We'll catch y'all later. K4FLL.
4CBA Mobile.
You know who's heading back in the woods, do you, Gary? KI4DOS. Or is Miss Joy coming with you tomorrow to the Ham Fest?
KI4DOS. No, she's not coming tomorrow. We didn't get a golf cart. And her back's bothering her real bad. The last couple of days, we had to go to a funeral yesterday, and she's not doing well, so I'll be by myself if I make it. I've arrived at the unloaded desk. Y'all have a good afternoon. K4OIM in the group, KI4DOS Mobile.
KBA Mobile.
Go ahead, W4DJW.
I was going to say, nobody's answering, David. What's going on, David? You headed out to play tennis, W4DJW.
That would be a negative, Ghost Rider. I played this morning. Boy, was it nice. 57 degrees. Golly, dang. I'd take that all day long. I went to the motorcycle shop to order a little O-ring. Well, it's more like a grommet type thing. Seal, rubber seal. And get some advice from the service department. So, looks like I got some more work to do on my bike. So, but, you know, all I got's time, so I guess I'll tear it down on my side of the garage. So my wife got a little upset that I tore it down on her side of the garage, and her car had to spend the night outside last night.
What kind of bike you working on?
It's a 98 Honda Valkyrie 1500. It's a horizontally opposed six-cylinder. And I replaced the slave cylinder, or rebuilt the slave cylinder because it was leaking. And boy, was that a mess. I've never seen brake fluid do what this brake fluid does. It had all this white, crusty stuff from the reservoir all the way down to the slave cylinder. But I rebuilt the slave cylinder, and it works good. There's a couple of rods that come out of the clutch housing, and I must have pulled one of them out of it, out of position, and it's just, because when I put the slave cylinder back on, it's just the, bled it and everything. It feels like you're applying the brakes. It's just, and your clutch handle's just as hard as a brick. You can't even pull it in.
So I take it it's not rideable yet. You're just getting it in shape to ride. Did it used to be rideable, and now it's been sitting too long, or what?
Yeah, I mean, I've been riding it, I had ridden it up to Tom's N0TR, and I got down here to Edwards Road in Wade Hampton, and I noticed when I let the clutch out that it started grabbing right as it left the grip, which is weird because it usually doesn't do that. And when I got to the house, it wouldn't even let me shift with the engine running. It wouldn't let me shift into neutral, so I had to cut the engine off to get it in neutral.
Okay, so something's going wrong. And you're doing preventive. Have you been riding it any this summer, or is it that ride up to Tom's the first time this summer?
A few times, when it wasn't so daggum hot. It's just been so hot, now that it's cooling off, I'm ready to ride, and it's not ready.
Oh, well, we all got to work on them every now and then. Horizontally opposed six-cylinder. That seems like that would take up a lot of space. That's like a Corvair engine in a motorcycle.
It's the same engine that they used to put. I think they started putting them again in the the Goldwing, and this bike's basically a Goldwing without all the fairing and all that stuff on it. I don't like all that junk on there on the front. This one looks more like a cruiser. It does have the hard bags, matching paint bags on the back, which is nice looking, but And it has a windshield, but it just doesn't have that, all that fairing in the front.
Okay, I couldn't get a mental picture of what that looked like. Anyway, I heard Chris jump in there, so I jumped in there to say, Chris, I haven't heard him in years. I heard the voice, and I thought, I recognized that voice, and then I heard the call, and I knew who it was when I heard the call. But I knew that he's down in the Keys, too. He's been down in the Keys for a long, long time. I don't know if you remember him. Anyway, I had to say hello to him before he got away. So I'm going to go back to compiling video of the video that I took, one on the ground station, one on the multi-rotor room. Steve and I went out to Foothills earlier today. It was really nice flying. That cool weather is making it very, very nice. You don't come back drenched, wet, and sweat. So I enjoyed it. Anyway, I'm going to go back to it. Go back to your motorcycle and make room for your wife's car. Put yours outside. Let her stay inside overnight. KB, no, what, I forgot your call. Anyway, W4DJW, I'm getting old.
I believe you forgot my call. I think it's the first time you've done that. I'm done working on it. I put it back where it sits, and I'll start on it again tomorrow. And I'll put it on my side, so it's just easier to work on her side because of the way I have to jack it up. If I do it on my side, it's up, the jack's up against the wall, and it's just harder to do. It's a 700-pound motorcycle, so I have to get it off the ground, because I have to take the stand off to get the slave cylinder off.
Ooh.
I tell you. Anyway. All right, well, you have a good one. Are you going to Shelby?
KB4CBA. Just so you know, I didn't really forget your call sign. It's just a momentary lapse of memory recall. No, I'm not going to Shelby tomorrow. There's like four or five things that are happening. There's a meeting up at Foothills at 2 o'clock where they're getting ready for their fly-in on the 18th. And then there is a fly-in down at Triple Tree. And so I'll probably be trying to hit both of those. I don't know if I'll be successful at both, but I'm going to try it. And then I want to get some flying in. So Shelby, I won't be making Shelby this year. But I don't think Steve's going to make it either. I talked to him earlier, and he's not going to Shelby this year either. And he's going to go to the club meeting at Foothills tomorrow. So I hope you enjoy the trip if you decide to go. But I won't be there.
Well, I just wondered if I needed to be looking for you. I'm going to have my name tag on, so my call. So, because there's some people I'd like to meet that I've been talking to that I've never met. So, some of these new guys. But anyway, well, have a good evening, and our grandkids are coming over here. They'll be here in about 20 minutes, and we're going to eat supper. So I say 73s, and enjoy your weekend there with the flying. I hope you get some more flying in. W4DJW, KB4CBA, clear.
Catch you later, David. KB4CBA, W4DJW. Hey, Walt, you still there?
I'm just glad my daughter didn't hear this conversation, because I've had a bike since I was 15 years old up till about 5 years ago, and I've been thinking about getting another, and she said, Daddy, you crazy.
I know, when you've had them all your life. When I was about, I don't know, I was less than 10 years old, my dad had a Hudaka, and I rode that Hudaka all the time. It was... it was a good bike. And then once I moved out, I got my own Suzuki. No, I had a Enduro. I had a 400 Enduro, single-cylinder 400 Yamaha Enduro, and rode that thing till the wheels fell off, and then got a Suzuki 400 for the street. and had street bikes ever since. So, and my wife wants me to sell the one I've got now, and I can't see it. I don't ride it that much, but I can't see not having a bike.
I've owned about every one of them except Ducati. And my favorite one was one they call the Water Buffalo, those Suzuki 750.
I've had three Suzukis, a Katana 600, and then that 400 single cylinder. And then the one that I've got now is a Hayabusa 1300. That's a lot of horsepower. I think when you punch it, it goes. You better be holding on, or it's going to go out from underneath of you.
In my car in February for a KZ1000, and there was about a foot of snow and ice on the ground. I traded that car for that motorcycle. And that KZ1000, that thing scared me to death. I mean, it scare you into riding it in the summertime. That thing was so quick. I bought it from a guy that bought it from a salvage yard, where a guy from Wisconsin was down here on vacation, and he got killed on it on 85. And they had to put the whole new front forks and all that on it. I bought it from the guy that bought it at the auction from the salvage yard. And it was in February, and I had to ride from Clear to Spartanburg to work. I rode that thing 2 weeks, and I traded it to another guy for a car to get a car back with a heater in it. And he paid me half the money. I traded it plus cash. I went back down there next week to get the rest of my money. And there's a little ball of metal sitting out by the door. His son had got on that bike and was riding it short and got killed on it. And they crushed the bike up and put it in that ball out there. I did not get my other $500 W4, DJW, K4, OIM.
K4, OIM, W4, DJW. Well, back in the early 80s, late 70s, early 80s, I was spending a lot of money going back and forth to Michelin. It was 30 miles one way, 60 miles a day. Back then, that was a lot. Eventually, I did a whole lot more than that. It's 100 miles one way. But back then, I needed a way to cut down on fuel, burning fuel. So that's when I got the 400 single-cylinder Suzuki. And I rode it summer and winter, for about 4 years. That was my only mode of transportation back and forth to Michelin for 30 miles. And the lowest it ever got, when I was riding home one night after second shift, was 8 degrees outside. I had a snowmobile suit, and I could that snowmobile suit worked really, really good down to about 20 degrees. But when it got down to 8 degrees, when I got home, I sat in front of the heater for I don't know, seemed like forever. It took at least an hour and a half to get thawed out, because that was cold. 8 degrees on a motorcycle for 30 miles is, even with a snowmobile suit, is freezing.
JWK4OIM, this is a scam call coming in. But this friend of mine, we left one year. It was in the springtime. It was up in late April. He borrowed a buddy of his bike, and we rode up to Mount Mitchell. And we both had T-shirts on, short sleeve shirts. And you could go around one curve and it'd be like 75, 80 degrees. And then you go around the other side of the mountain and it was absolutely sleeting, freezing rain. And we had to turn around and come back. And we went down into Hendersonville and pulled into Kentucky Fried Chicken. And I had a pair of leather gloves on. And we sat in there, our clothes sat there and thawed out in Kentucky Fried Chicken water dripping everywhere in the floor. But we never made that right again.
K4OIM, W4DJW. That reminds me, when I was coming back 1 year, I used to ride a motorcycle down to the beach and back in a day. Just get ride it down there and hang out there for a few hours and then ride it back home. Just to go put my foot in the water. Just because I wanted to go put my foot in the ocean. And then come back. I remember 1 year when I was coming back, it was nighttime. And when I got to Columbia, it was pouring down rain between Florence and Columbia. And I saw ahead, and there's nobody else on the road but me. And I saw way up in the distance, I saw blue lights. So I was prepared to slow down when I got up there. When I got up there, it was a cop, and a tree had blown down over the road. That's a good thing he was there, because I would have never seen that tree. I'd have plowed right into it. And he was up there with his lights on until somebody could get a chainsaw out there and cut it up. So I went around that, made it up to Columbia, stopped at a McDonald's, and stayed in the bathroom for about 30 minutes hitting that hand dryer. The hand dryer that you know that they have in the bathroom, because they don't have paper towels, and just holding my hands underneath of that hot air just to thaw out, and then got back on my bike and came back to Greenville.
I've never done Dave riding a bike. I was riding down this country road, and at night, and this rabbit was sitting on the side of the road on the right-hand side, and it took off running. And I said, I don't want to run over a rabbit. I didn't slow down. I thought I could pick up speed and outrun the rabbit. The next thing I knew, I'd run over that rabbit, and it threw it up right between my lap and the gas tank. And that rabbit is laying there flopping around. It ended up killing a rabbit. That was a heck of an experience to go through on a motorcycle, W4DJW, K4OIM.
Never had that happen with a rabbit, but I did have a dog that ran between my front and back wheel one time. And my back wheel ran over him, my front wheel did not. And all I ever saw, what it did is kick my back wheel up in the air. My back tire went up, because I think he was slammed on brakes, and he tried to stop, but he had too much momentum, he couldn't stop. And I was like, I didn't know, I was like, should I punch it, or should I just slam on brakes? And so I just kept going the same speed. And when that back tire went up in the air, I was looking down at the road over the front tire. So it's like most people ride on one wheel, they're riding on the back wheel. I was riding on one wheel that was the front wheel, and I was looking at the road. I didn't hit the front brakes. I just let it go ahead and continue to go. And the back wheel eventually came down, and there was a stop sign about 50 feet further in front of me, and I stopped at that stop sign. I turned around and looked both ways. I didn't see hide nor hair of that dog. The only thing I saw of that dog ever was a tuft of hair on the kickstand, where when it hit him, the kickstand had that little, you know, that little piece that you use to get it started kicking out so you can kick the kickstand down. He got a little tuft of hair caught on that thing. That's all I ever saw of that dog. Anyway, scared me to death. I thought I was going over the handlebars. W4DJW.
JWK4OIM. Yeah, that old GT 750 water buffalo I had, that was the first water-cooled engine that Suzuki had. And you had the oil. It was a two-cycle engine, but you put your oil in the tank and it automatically mixes. And I was following a bunch of friends of mine in a van, two vans, and we went up on top of Glassy Mountain. And they were in front of me, and they were kicking gravel up. That's back when you could go all the way up on the top from over at Callahan Mountain. We get up there, and they had kicked a piece of gravel back and cut one of my oil lines. I had to spend the night up there on top of Glassy Mountain, and that is, after 5 o'clock in the evening, that wind gets a blowing. That was the most miserable night I ever spent in my life. They all left me up there on top of the mountain. They was going home. But they left me up on top of the mountain all night by myself. And finally, next morning, I had enough sense to get out there and crimp that line off. Just like a neoprene line, I crimped it off, pulled a spark plug off on that cylinder, and rode it back down to the bottom of the mountain to my uncle's house, and got him to take me to Greenville to get a replacement oil lines so I could finally get back to Spartanburg. W4DJW K4OAM.
Fun times on a motorcycle. Sounds like everybody's had a few experiences. It's like they say, it's not if you're going to fall, it's when you're going to fall. And really, I didn't have any. I never had a very serious fall at all. I had people pull out in front of me, but I always, when I ever saw a car come up to the side of the road or anything like that, I would always put my hand over that brake and the clutch, pull in the clutch and hit the brake, especially that front tire, because you can really stop fast with that front tire. I've come up over hills sometimes and had to slam on brakes because the road, you know, you're going a little bit too fast. When you go over the hill, there's somebody stopped in the road that you're not expecting to be stopped. But never, knock on wood, never really a serious accident with a motorcycle yet. Anyway, I'm probably going to have to sell this one before long because I don't ride much anymore. It's too many other irons in the fire. too many other fun things to do. Anyway, Walt, I'll let you go. Good talking to you. Appreciate the job you're doing on the Tuesday Night Nets. You do a great, great job. Appreciate you doing that. And your question and answer session afterwards. Anyway, take care. K4OIM, W4DJW. Catch you later, Walt.
W4DJW, K4OIM. Dave, there's a lot of people come to me after I close the net out. And these people come in there asking questions for other people that just got their ticket. And I enjoy it. I really do. I'm glad I started that thing. I didn't know it'd be all right with the club or not, whether I'd done it, but I really think KK4, JBQ, Larry, and KI4LZI, they hang around, and you. A lot of people hang around, and some people that ain't even checked into the net, the new hands, that don't feel ashamed to come in and ask what they call a dumb question. But I'm glad I done it. So, W4DJW, 73, Dave, and have a good holiday weekend. K4OIM, I'll be clear.
All right, Walt, I'm glad you did too. I do listen on crossband repeat on the handheld. By that time, I'm usually going to bed, so I just set up crossband repeat and listen in on it when you guys are carrying on. If there's anything I can contribute, I'll jump in there. But Larry, like you said, Larry does a good job. Andy's full of information. Anyway, take care. Enjoy the weekend. K4OIM, W4DJW, clear.